Okay, good morning. We're holding Shabbos, new Perek, Perek Asiri, 10th Perek, Shabbos, Daf Tzadiyam Beis, Day's Office of Daf Tzadik Aleph. We're starting from the bottom of Tzadiyam Beis, Perek HaMatzniyah. Much like many of the Perekim before this, even though it's a separate Perek, we're really continuing on the same conversation of Haitzah and what are the different amounts that are considered chashav enough that one is chayiv for carrying on Shabbos, obligated for carrying on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, if it sounds familiar, parts of it is because we did have this exact concept earlier. Hamatzniyah, one who stores. So we had earlier that one who stores something, by definition, storing it shows a chashivas. So Hamatzniyah, says the Mishnah, Hamatzniyah is there. One who stores, even though it's a small amount, less than the regular shear, we know when it comes to food, the shear is normally a kegregris. One who stores lezera for planting purposes, l'dugma, for sample purposes to show his clients, ulurfua, or for medicine purposes, again, so even though it's less than a kegregris, as chashivas for other things other than achila, for planting, for samples, for medicine, says the Mishnah of Yitzir b'Shabbos, and then he goes and takes it out from Shabbos, from storage. He moves it from Shusayachat to Shusarabim. Chayiv b'kolshu. He's chayiv in any amount. You don't need the shear of Kegregris. V'chol Adam. The other people ain't a chayiv love El Bishuri. Other people are not chayiv because for other people, it's just a food. It doesn't have this chashivas of what he designated for. He himself, the owner, designated for these other usages, for planting, for sample, for refuah. But other people don't have that designation. And for them, it goes through the regular shear. Namely, what's that shear? Kegregris. So ain't a chayiv El Kishuri. They're only chayiv in the normal, the amount for that item. Chazar. What if after he took it out, what if he himself, who stored it, he now returned it back from the Rishus Rabbim to put it back in storage? Over there, he himself, when he's putting it back into the storage house, so he himself is showing he no longer wants to use it for the purposes of planting or for the sample or for refuah. He's throwing it to the regular storage house like everything else. So then over there, he's mevatel, his special chashivas that he gave to it, he's mevatel it, and therefore he also is not mechayev unless for carrying, unless he has a proper shear. Gemara's going to discuss what's the chiddush, shmanav shech. If he clearly took away the status, he no longer gives a chashivas, of course he's not chayev. Elamai, there's still chashivas, so then he should be, yes, chayev, what's exactly the case? And then the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to discuss. Now, just one or two major points. We already addressed that we did have earlier this idea of matzniyah. If someone stores something, if that gives us a chashivas, therefore he's chayev for carrying, is a chayev for carrying for others. The Gemara is going to actually bring down coming up on today's daf, the statement that our Mishnah seems to say it's totally in each person on his own, and the fact that I own something and I give a chashivas will not make someone else chayiv for carrying my item is actually a point of machlokes rishonim, which machlokes tanoim, sorry, which we had earlier on that earlier sugya, but we're gonna have to address. So what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Seemingly a large part is repeating a din we've already had that when someone stores something. Then when he stores something, he gives a chashivas, he's chayav for carrying. So we'll address that right away in the Gemara. It's really the Gemara itself doesn't even address it. The Gemara addresses a different question, and Rashi uses that question to answer this question as well. We'll see that shortly. But before that, just to point out two other points. First of all, yesterday's daf, we elaborated on a similar but different concept. We spoke out in the Gemara, but we didn't actually, we didn't focus on it, I believe, enough. Just in Pashup Shat, we spoke about dates, date pits, the pits of dates, that there's four different possible shiurim for how much one is chayef for carrying date pits. If you remember, we spoke out, if he's taking it out to plant, the shear is two date pits, is a chashav for planting. If he's taking it out to feed an animal, he's to feed it to the chazirim, to the pigs. So then the shear is moli pichaza, which is one pit. We discussed potentially the guy taking it out to use for fuel. We said enough to heat up, burn, enough to create a fire, fuel to heat up, to cook up a easily cooked egg. Or we said the last possibility was a person's taking it out as a token. He's using it as an exchange in order to count what he owes people money or to keep track of, like tickets, like a token. He's using the pits as a token. And the Marbon of Machlaik is here. Is two enough for that? Or according to one Mandam, you need five, because less than five, you don't need tokens. People remember it. Once you get to five, you need tokens. But basically, these four different usages create different shiurim in what the shiur is. It could be as much as five. It could be as little as one or even less if cooking an egg requires even less. And it could be two. Right, so he has four of them. It's very interesting that the same item, and it has multiple usages, multiple chashivas, and what this fellow intends to use it for, that's what's kaveh, what the shear is. So again, it maybe it's not such a fascinating chiddush to me. I thought it was an interesting point that we see again clearly this idea that this person's intent, that creates its status, even though they're all these usages are all viable usages. Mistamet all shchiach, they're all shchiach usages, otherwise, you can hear that's batal. We're saying that whatever intent he has to use it, is going to give it kaveh status, and therefore the shear of carrying will be based on that intent. It's very similar to the idea we're having over here, that even if the shear of food is normally kagregris, if he has intent to use it for something else, for planting, for fua, for dugma, he gave it a separate chashivas, and therefore for him now, the shear, and everyone seems to agree to this din, for him himself, everyone agrees, machlokes lagavi others, but for him himself, everyone seems to agree, the din is that for him, this shear of carrying has now become shrunk, it's a smaller shear, he'll still be chayav for carrying. This is the chayyim to everyone. We're saying our mission seems to listen. On that day, the Gemara is going to bring up what you're referring to, Lazar. The Gemara is going to bring up that there's a shita of, I think, Shimon Elazar, who argues and says that not only for the one is Masniya, even for others, the Gemara is going to have that conversation. We're not going to interrupt you, but more of the conversation. But the general, the basic din is that it's for whoever is Matsniya, for him, he gave it a chashivas, and for him will be kissing carrying. Rashi, by the way, Rashi, the first words of Rashi in the parak is da'achshave. First words of Rashi in the parak is, he was machshavet, he gave a chashivas. Now there's a big discussion, a question, that we're saying ha'achshave, so therefore, carrying an amount which is smaller than the usual, let's say food is kagregris, is chayev because he gave a chashivas by design to use it for something else. What about being machshavet legabe achil itself? What about being machshavet legabe achil itself? We do find that legabe achila, if certain foods are asr to eat, but they're only asr if they have a status of a food. If they don't have a status of a food for some reason, whatever reason, low status of a food, then it won't be, then doesn't have the issue of achila, obviously falls off, doesn't have a status of food. If someone was to go and be machshavit as a food, it could rekindle that issue because he's considering a food, and therefore could recreate various dinim based on the fact that he's considering a food. So we find achshave legabe giving something a status of a food. Maybe take a step further and say, what if a guy decides that for me, even a little bit, Liza brought up the other day, what about a berry, a complete object? You could pick even a more simple case. Certain foods are so chashiv that even a small amount, less than kagregris, has status. So let's, without going to that specific case, because over there it could be taki, would be chayiv for less than kagregris. Let's stay away from that case I just pointed out, but let's just take out the concept. What if I decide that for me, it's very chashiv, even a small amount of a food that if everyone else is not chashiv, I'm achshavei. Would I be chayiv less than kagregris or not? So you don't find this anywhere. We find achshavei that I'm using it for a different purpose. And for the other purpose, I can be chayiv less than kagregris. But if I'm using it as food, we don't find anywhere that the food less than kagregris gets a status of chashivas, can make it chayiv with that status. And the Sif says, that's taka, the Mishnah's meduyik. The Mishnah specifically said, a person was maitzi lezera, ledugma, lerfua. It doesn't list a case where, or something that he gave chashivas to just for eating. Because as long as it's just for eating, even if I want to be machshavet and say, to me, a half a kagregris of this food is so special. I like it so much. No, that's not enough. When it comes to eating, it's got to be kagregris. Only if you're using it for a different usage does the status change. And it's actually, even though there's no Gemara that says this explicitly, we will have a little bit of variety to this in today's daf, and probably in two places we'll actually have a variety to this, in two places in today's daf. But it is a beferish or rashba. The rashba is a beferish that the din of pachas mekagregris is chayev by itzah, by food, is only when it comes to storing. You'd store that amount for another purpose. If you'd store that amount for another purpose, that gives a chashivas. But if you wouldn't store it, the fact that you eat it, you have chashivas for it, achshavei does not work to make a chashiv. Again, even though achshavei elsewhere, the gabei chila, can make something which would be borderline a non-food, a food, but to give it a shear, the shear is halacha mishmesina, the shear of achila is to gregris, and being machshavit will not be able to add to its status. When it's less than gregris, it will remain less than gregris, and one would not be chayev on carrying that on Shabbos if it's strictly being used for achila purposes. Okay, we'll see more. Again, we'll hopefully remember to point it out when we see the Gemara. We'll have two rice, one on the alf and one on the base to this concept. Says the Gemara, lovely Mr. Matsniya, why is the Mishnah have to get involved with Matsniya with storing something? Just stay straight. Listen, how might say Zara Ludugma Lefua Chayav Kolshu? Just say a very basic straight up din. If you carry something for planting, for dugma, samples for fui chayav kolshu, which is really dinim that we also had in the last parak. We had in the most recent parak, we just had dinim that when something could be used for fui, we just had in the last mishnah a certain type of locust is chayav kolshu because it can be used for fui, and once it can be used for fui, even kolshu is chayav. And we know the same thing applies by zera. Also, we said in the mishnah right before that, we said planting requires definitely less than kagregris, five seeds or close to kagregris, but less than a kagregris, but certainly less than a kagregris is chayev. So why are we stressing hamaitzi lezer l'dugma l'fu chayev b'kolshu? Why are we stressing hamatzniya? He stored it, just say hamaitzi. You're right. If a person would take out with that intent, Stamazai, he would be chayev. Forget about sneer. The fact that he's caring for that a purpose, and that purpose has chashivas, he'd be chayev. The chiddush the mission is as follows. Over here, talking about a case where the guy originally stored it. He forgot why he stored it. He forgot that he stored it, that he stored it for refuah purposes, for dugma purposes, for planting purposes. He forgot. And then, pashta kamapa stama. And now he's transferred from house to house. He wants to make space in this storage house. So he's bringing it to another storage house, which has some space. He's moving it over. He's simply transporting it without intent of using it right now. The original machshava that he's matzniat, he stored it for this purpose. That gives a chashivas, and he's going to be chayev now, even though right now he doesn't have intent to use it for planting, for dugma, for sample, or for refua. That's the chiddush. Chiddush is the original intent is still enough. Says the Mar Tapat Hamad, Ma'al Tehema Petula Badla Machshavtei. Since now he's just moving in Stam, he's not thinking about those usages. You need a Sheikh Gregus, it's food, and you don't have a Sheikh Gregus, therefore he's not going to be chayev. Kamash Malon, what's the Kamash Malon? Kolo Esa Das Rashayna. So the Kamash Malon is that whenever someone does an action, he does the Adas Rashayna, and therefore since the original Das Matzniyah, and he wasn't, again, if he was Mevatel the Das, that'd be something else. But over here he's doing it Stama, and we continue with Das Rashayna. Das Rashayna was that he was Matzniyah, he stored it, even the small amounts, for specific purposes. That credit gave it credibility, gave it chashivas, and now he's just moving it without any intent. He's going to be chayev, even though he has no intent now. He's chayev because the intent he had originally when he stored it gave it chashivas, therefore he's chayev. So if you jump into the bottom Rashi on Sadi on the base, the bottom Rashi asked the question in the second bottom line, Vim Taimek, Vashanim Klal Gadol. We already learned in Perek Klal Gadol back in the Ayin Hay, 15 blad ago we learned. Kol she'eni kash latzniyah, eni chayev, ela matzniyah. Anything which is not fit for storage, you're not chayev, right? Only the one who stores it. Hamatznia, but if it's stored, chayev yor chayev. So what's the additional chiddush of our mishnah over here? So Rashi is beautiful. Based on Abaye, we have an answer. The mishnah's chiddush was good for this chiddush that we're answering. They were a different question. The why talking about matznia, just talk about hamaitzi. But the same answer would answer this question as well. Says Rashi, hachem eskin into itzrich lemaisnei kyan chetzniu hayamatznia lezera the dugma v'shakach lama matznia. He forgot hashem apukei stama. That's the chiddush of mishnah. The mishnah of itzrich is new chiddush, an additional chiddush that once you matznia it for a purpose, as long as you don't specifically have in mind that you no longer care about the purpose, if you take it out stomach, the person will be chayev for taking it out stomach, even though at this point when he's taking it out, he long forgot why he stored it, and he's not thinking about that chashivas. He's still chayev because he once gave a chashivas, it retains the chashivas unless he decides not to use it for that. Okay, nice teretz for Rashi on that question, and simple shak of taya. This idea of kol ha'isa, that's what isa actually has very practical nafkaminas, la lacha. For example, the lacha is when one makes tzitzis, when one makes tzitzis, supposed to make tzitzis l'shma, when one makes tefillin, supposed to make tefillin l'shma, do you have to have in mind every second why you're making the tzitzis, every second why you're putting on the, why you're making the tefillin l'shma? The klal we say is, if a person does it in the beginning and says, I'm doing it al das l'shma, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, l'shem mitzvah tefillin, then he continues with the asiyah of the tefillin, of the tzitzis, and we say that kol eisa das v'sheinu eisa, and therefore it works through the whole process. I do remember learning once that the idea is, and when it comes to davening, a person is supposed to have in mind when he says, Shem Hashem, adain kol, haya hay v'viya. When he says Yudke Vavke, there's a key point. If there's the only thing anyone takes out of daf today, this is related to us every time we daven multiple times a day. When one davens, he's supposed to have in mind for the words Yudke Vavke, Adain Kol, Master of All, Haya Haivavia. For Lekenu, is supposed to be Baal Kaichas, Baal Gvuras Kulei, but he's supposed to have in mind specific things by Yudke Vavke and by Lekenu, Lekim, specific machshavas. Fine. So I remember once hearing, and I forgot where, maybe it's important in the Mishnah itself. I remember once hearing that if a person finds it difficult to every time, because it really slows you down when you're davening, but every time you say Hashem Hashem Yikivavke, to have in mind Adain Kol Hay Hay Via, a person can get into the habit and it goes faster. It could be like automatic machshava, but it's not so. It takes time to train oneself, and even then, it's not always so simple. So if I remember correctly, I once heard that if you have al das v'shein in the first time he davens, and maybe every tefillah needs it separately, you can't use shachris for mincha. But if the first time he davens with shachris, has in mind adain kol hayaviyah, and it has in mind that whenever I say Shem Hashem throughout this davening, it should be adain kol hayaviyah, he doesn't have to have in mind that specific machshava every single time he says that he says yikivavkei. That original machshava could help. I'm not saying it's the chetchila, but it seems to be, if I remember correctly, that was an option as well. Okay. Says more further. We're at Sadi Alpha Manal for the third line of the page. Amar Rabbi Demershmul. Mechayev by Reb Meir af mei tzichid achas l'shviya. Reb Meir was mechayev, even if one takes out a single kernel, a single stalk of wheat to plant it, he's going to be chayev. Pshita. Kosher time. We said whatever stored. Remember, the chiddush we said in last parak that actually a single kernel would not be enough. But over here we're saying whatever stored, storage gives chashivas. So,
Pshita, Kolshu, the Mishnah says Kolshu. Why would I think not? Says the Gemara, the Tema, Kolshu, Lafuki, Mika, Gregris. I would know Kolshu just means, even though it's food, and food normally needs a Kegregris, over here you need a Shir Kegregris. Balaylam, Adik, Kazayas, you need at least a Kazayas, you need an Epis, some sort of Chashav Ashir by Achila. Kamash Malan, they don't need that. Very clear from this Gemara that Kazayas is smaller than a Kegregris. Very clear. Kazayas is smaller than Kegregris. Because again, I would have thought that it's coming to Lafuke that you don't need a Kegregris, but you need, at least you need a Kazayas. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. So just very briefly, we're not going to get into it's a much, much longer conversation, but exactly what the Shir of Kazayas is actually a big topic. A machlekes nushen, a big topic. The basic machlekes is, we'll give you the outcome, and then we'll just bring some quick sources, is whether a kezias compared to a kebetza, is a kezias a half a kebetza, or is a kezias a shlish of a kebetza? Shekharach Hilchos Pesach brings that a kezias is a chatzi betza. It's based on Piskei Tosfos, and it's also true in Sedeshin, I think, in Psachim, that every kibetza has two kizayis a minute. The standard kibetza has two kizayis a minute. Magen Avraham asks the question, and the Gemara in Krisa says that a kiseves is two kizayisim, a kiseves is two kizayisim, and we know a kiseves is smaller than a kibetza. A kiseves is, right, is the shear of one eats on Yom Kippur. One's going to be chayev, feeding the size of that date on Yom Kippur, or fig, and a kippah is going to be chayev. We know a kesevis is smaller than a kebetza. So if it's about a kesevis smaller than a kebetza, and the Gemara is telling us that a kesevis is two kesevisim, that means a kebetza which is bigger than a kesevis is more than two kebetzim. That would mean, seem to be not like the Shulchan Aruch, not like his psak based on in Hilchos Pesach, based on the Piskei Tosfos and the Trumas Nedeshin. Rambam Taka says a kezias is a shlish of a betza. It's not a half a betza, it's a third of a betza. So now, who wants to reconcile and make some sort of a pshara, that it depends. A betza with a shell, or a betza without the shell. When you talk about a kezias being a shlish, it's talking about a kebetza with the peel. And when it's a chati, it's a kebetza without the peel. It depends if we have the peel or not. That's the difference between a shlish or a chati. The Shvus Yaakov says the guy by Agamar is talking about a kezias. When he brings the guy talking about kezias beinani, he brings the yisai, just like good you say to know when it comes to, we talk about kezaisim, that there apparently are different shirim of kezias. There's a larger kezias and a smaller kezias, and he wants to say the halach lemaisa for chiv deraisa, we should be machmer to use the larger kezias. For shir derabanan, we should be machmer, we can be yitza with a smaller shir kezias. The example, the base classic example is on Pesach itself. On Pesach you have matzah still even mizmanazeh mitzah deraisa, and therefore once you use the larger kezias. Whereas Marer is mitzvah atayra. When you have a matzah, Marer miyachlu. When you have Karm Pesach, but we don't have Karm Pesach as there, so Marer also is only drabbanan. Matzah still derais, Marer is drabbanan. So Marer is drabbanan. Won't compete with a smaller shir kezias. Doesn't need the shir kezias, the larger shir that we use for matzah. Point is that we see there's a big discussion exactly what the shear seems to be. Everyone seems to be agreeing there can be multiple shear of kezias, and it's a machlek exactly what the shear kezias is. Is it a half a kebetza? Is it a third kebetza? Our Gemara seems to be saying that that clearly that the shear of a kegregris is larger than a kezias. I would have thought you don't need a kegregris, but you at least need a kebetza. Kamash bana. Part of the really to tie this all together is that there is, if I remember correctly, a conversation that the kegregris, two kegregris is a kebetza. So if you hold two kezias is a kebetza and two kegregris is a kebetza, then what would be the agamar wouldn't make any sense. Agamar wouldn't read. So it must mean agamar clearly would also be siding with the opinion that a kezias, a kezias is less than, there's more than two kezias to a kebetza. A kezias is less than a half a kebetza. It has to be more like a third of a kebetza for Agamar purposes. Otherwise, l'chare, it wouldn't work. The Shakatak wouldn't work. Okay. Maskar of Nitzak bar of Yehuda. Elamat chishva yitzikal beisai. Very interesting question. Honestly, Rabbi Kanner, when I was learning with him yesterday, we were very bothered what on earth what the Gemara's Havamin is. But the Gemara's question seems to be, once you tell me that the person's das gives chashivas, and therefore less than a kegregris, because he has a mind ledugma, he has a mind for planting, he has a mind for fua, so it gives chashivas to food, less than kegregris, and therefore he's going to be chayev for carrying less than kegregris, it should be a two-way street. What if a person has a mind that he has to empty his whole house? His intent is to empty the whole house. And unless he takes it the whole house, it's not worth it. It's garnish verit. He wants to empty the entire house. So if that's the case, if he was to take out almost the whole house, but not the whole house, he shouldn't be chayiv because he gave a chashivas only to the whole house. I mean, again, mechatesa, just because we said giving a chashiva is something can make one chayef for carrying on Shabbos, taking away a chashivas, right? And which the Mer's real answer is, hasam but l'dayte it's kladam, his das is butl. But even before the Mer's answer, mechatesa say l'kula, saying l'kula, you elamiata, if you say l'chumar, say l'kula, mechatesa, but okay, that was the Mer's kasha. Mer's answer is, but l'dayte that avada for everyone else, all these items he's taking out are alone chashiv, and therefore he can't, it's but l'dayte to say that something does not have chashivas, it's but l'dayte, if the velt gives a chashivas, he therefore will be chayef for carrying on Shabbos, taking on Shabbos, even if it wasn't his full intent, he'd be chayev because his batul dati is called him. The other way, the chumra, we say that he can give a status to be chayev, but to take away a status that he can't do, we apply the idea of batul dati. Okay, call them a chayev in love, el kashiri. Everyone else is only chayev if you carry the regular amount. This guy who was matzniya, he's chayev for a small amount, but someone else who carries even his item, even though it belongs to the guy who gave a chashivas, the other person who carries will not be chayev because the other person has to be a proper shear. Says the Gemara, we pointed this out already before. Masis like Rabbi Shimon Lazar, our Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon Lazar, the Tanya, Kalam Rabbi Shimon Lazar, Kol She'ini Kasha Latsniya, the Aim Matsniya Kamaya, whatever is not really enough fit for storage, people don't store that amount. However, V'huch Shazel Latsniya, this fellow went and he stored it, V'bach Vetsiya, someone else goes and carries it, and it's Chayiv Zeb Machshav Tezer Zeh. Ruvain will be Chayiv with the Machshav of Shimon, the idea being simply, since Shimon's the Baal Bas of this item, and he gave it a status, he gave it Chashivas, it has Chashivas, not just the Gabi Shimon, has Chashivas the Gabi Ruvain as well, Ruvain will be Chayiv with Shimon's Machshav. Again, it's a Chazara of an idea we had about 15 miles back, very nice. And our Gemara is just pointing out that our sugya is arguing on our Mishnah is arguing on goes not like Shimon Elazar. Okay, Amar Rav Amar Nachman. So Rav Nachman is going to set up a din. First, set up a din, and then he's going to ask three questions. Let's take us almost to the bottom of the Amman. Three questions on three shailos that are left unresolved. Here's the din. Haitzik a gregus lachila. If a person took out a shear of a gregus lachila with a mind for achila, so that's for sure achila. If he has a mind achila. And achila, the other option would be having my planting, which needs even a smaller share anyway. But okay, but he had in mind achila. The share of achila is kagargis. He took out a kagargis. Okay. The nimach lalazria. But he changed his mind. And the millie said, you know what? I'm going to have in mind. I'm going to plant it instead. I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to plant it. Inami, or the other way. Lazria took out for planting purposes, the nimichal achila, and he changed his mind to eat it. But in both cases, what was the shear that he had? A kagregris. Says the Rav Amar Nachman, chayef. He's chayef. He has the marpshita. Zilachi kishuv, zilachi kishura. Whether he's doing it lachila, whether he's doing it for zriya purposes, a kagregris is a shear across the board. So he carried a shear across the board. Whatever he intended to use it for had a shear the whole time. So of course he's chayef. So what's the chiddush? That's the mark, geshmak a chiddush. Mal detema be'inan, akir v'anach b'chad machshava. We know that an integral part of etzah is you need an akira and an in order to be chayev etzah, you need a proper akira, lifting it from one in one rishus and placing it down in the second rishus. I would have thought that just like you need akira anacha, maybe you need akira anacha for the same usage. Valeka, even though my shir for achil is enough and my shir for zri is enough, but I'm not doing an akira anacha for the same usage. Maybe I have an akira for achila and a hanacha for zriya, but I don't have an akira anacha that I could combine together for chayev. Kamash malan valeka, and therefore maybe I'm not chayev. Kamash malan, then I'm still chayev. There's no such need. You have an act of akira, you have an act of anacha. The akira alone was chayev, the anacha alone was chayev. Even though you had a different intent for each one, we're going to be chayev. Gishmaka chiddush. Okay, so now we set up. It's a perfect setup for the shailos. Bye, Rava. If you took out a half a gregus for zriya, so all of a sudden, before we said pachas megregus is enough, now the Mar is assuming even a half a gregus is enough for zriya. Okay. So he took out with intent to plant a half a gregus. If you put this down in Mishas Rabim, he would 100% be chayev. You have a kira and anacha for planting purposes. You have a shear. Chatzi gregus is a shear for planting. That's what we're saying. And therefore he'd be chayev. But look what happens. For tafcha, in the middle while he's transferring it, it actually swelled up. It got moist, maybe there's moisture in it. It swelled up, it got bigger. The nimach lelachila, and he changed his mind to eat it. So what happens is that akira now was for zriya. The hanacha is going to be for achila. The akira had a shear for zriya because it was a shear for enough for planting. But it was not a shear yet for achila. But now when he changed his mind to eat it, there is a shear for achila. Mahu. What's the halach over there? What's the shaila? The logic is that maybe over the reason to be chayev is because it fits the criteria before. You had a machshava for a zriya when zriya was chayev, machshava achila when achila is chayev, zriya and achila could combine, you have akira and acha, and they're for chayev. But do we say no? Since ultimately he had a mind for achila, and what he carried out initially was not a shear of achila, so over there you're missing in your akira and acha. Your akira is felt. My akira is missing because b'shas my akira, I did not have a shear for achila, and my ultimate hanacha is going to be with the machshava of achila. And even though my akira has a shear because it swelled up, b'shas my akira didn't have a shear, and therefore I wouldn't be chayav. That would be the svar to say one is pater. Okay, says Gemara, Im Tips Leimer. Let's say you're a takachayiv in that case. Why? Zilachi kashur v'zilachi kashura. B'shasta akira there was a shear. B'shasta anacha there was a shear. Again, b'shasta akira he has having in mind planting, and therefore less than a kagregus was a shear. And b'shasta achila he had in mind eating. B'shasta anacha he had in mind eating, and he had a shear of achila because it swelled up. But okay, at least he had a shear at each point for whatever he had in mind. He had a shear, and therefore he chayiv. Hacha says Gemara. Keep in. I'm sorry, I skipped. Sorry, the Gemara is elaborating we already spoke all this out. The Gemara is elaborating how to look at the Shaila. I'll tell you that in the first case, in the first halacha, Rav Nachman's original case, you know Yechayev, because whether he had a mind for Zriya, whether he had a mind for Achila, he's always carrying a Kegregris, and therefore, of course, the board, he's Chayev. However, Hacha, in this most recent Shaila, Kivit Be'idah Dafke, at the moment he took it out, Lev Be'i Shir Achila, B'Shas Akira, he didn't have a Shir Achila, like he spoke out, Lev Mechayev Shem Yechayev, Aydilma, Kivit Ishtik. Kivit Ilu Ishtik, V'lei Chash V'lei, Mechayev HaMachshav Dezriya Nam, Yashtem HaMechayev. He went out with the machshava of Zriya. He had a shear for Zriya. Had he not changed the machshava to Achila, he would continue to have a shear the whole time for Zriya. And therefore, since the act that he started was ultimately an act of Anacha and Akira with enough of a shear for Zriya, and that's how he started, maybe we say that he's still chayav for that, even though his ultimate machshava was for Achila, and for Achila he never had the proper shear of Akira, still maybe he's going to be chayav. That is the first shayla. Vimtim Slaymar, if you say, since he would just remain with the same thought, he would remain with the shear, he's chayav. What about the other? So hashtadah mechayev, therefore he's chayev now as well. Let's go to Chumrah. We're saying that he's chayev in that first case. What if you have the opposite direction? He took out a shear of a gregus for achila. That's a perfect shear for carrying. He did an akira for a shear for achila with a gregus. Vitzamka, and the opposite. The sun dried it out. Let's say it got smaller. You no longer have a gregus. However, v'nimach le'ezria, and again, it would make sense even. He says, so small. I'm not going to eat it. I'm going to plant it. He changed it by the planting. For planting now, that's still a good shear. But for the item he took it out, the intent he took it out for, which is achila, it no longer is a shear. Mahu. Hacha vade ki ishtaik. Over here, had he been quiet, that he just remained with the original machshav of eating it, he no longer would be chayev. You have an akira of a shear, but you don't have an anacha of a shear for achila. And therefore, it would be chayev. So hacha, do we say vade ki ishtaik ha-machshav ha-kamayis loy mechayev? Since even if you go to the first machshav, which is what enabled us to make the guy chayev in the first shayla, over here in the second shayla, even if he sticks with the same machshava, it wouldn't be a shear, and therefore he's for sure not chayev. I don't know. We go based on what's his thought right now. His thought right now is for Zriya. His original thought by Akira, the Shasta Akira, was for Achila, and for that he had a shear. Now when it shrunk, he's thinking about Zriya, and for B'Shas Anacha, he vaitu as a shear for Zriya, and therefore maybe he's going to be chayev. Bas Hashazina, v'chayev is chayev. And finally, the last shayla is, Imtid Sleimar. This is even more a step weiter in lamdas. Imtim tzlemer basa hashtazin. You go based on the here and now. Umechayev. So as long as at any point of the step along the way, what he's having intent for has the right shear. So you have an akira and anacha for two different things, for achila and for zriya. But each one's a shear. You're going to be chayev. So basa hashtazin umechayev. Haitzik a gregis lachila. What if you have back to a more basic case? He took out a gregis for achila. Vitzamka, it shrank. Vichazra v'safcha, and then it swelled again. So it shrank and it swelled, and now he put it down for achila. So he had a mind achila the whole time. He never switched from achila to zriya. He had a mind achila the whole time. But the point is, in the middle, it shrank and lost the size of a shear. Ma was halacha? Yesh tichlin in Shabbos, ayin tichlin in Shabbos. Do we say that since b'shasa shrank, if you tell me that b'shasa shrank, we're saying it's enough to me. It's enough for shear to be chayev if he changes his mind and does anacha for zriya purposes. But if he would keep his intent, if he keeps his intent for achila purposes, right now there's no shear for anacha. But he didn't put it down yet. He only put it down when it already swelled back up and had a shear. Do we say that since at one point had he put it down, it was too small of a shear for achila, it lost the status and it won't be chayev? Or do we say since b'shasi did akira, it was a shear, b'shasi did anacha, was a shear, even though in the middle it wasn't a shear, it wouldn't lose the status? Yesh dichu yetz Shabbos, or yes, or not, ayin dichu yetz Shabbos, take it, we leave all the shaylas, all three shaylas left unresolved, and we know the klal, Rambam's klal, we know it's klal elsewhere as well, that when we have Imtim Tzalemers, but the Mara has Shailas, and has Imtim Tzalemers, so it builds up on the Shailas. If you say this, we pass like Imtim Tzalemer, right? So which means the Mara is passing like the Sad, like the first two Tzad Melchumra, the Imtim Tzalemer, the guy would be Chayev in the case, because because even though it's not the right shear, had he kept quiet, it would have remained the right shear for Zriya, and even in the next case, it's Zil Basa Hashta, Zil Hacham, you go based on the here and now, B'Shasa Tzal was a Gregris, B'Shasa Anacha, it was a lesser Gregris, but he had a share of Zriya, he had a mind Zriya, so in both cases, the first two shalos, one would be Chayev, the third shalos remains unresolved. Again, the Mara leaves all three unresolved, but Imtum Slayman tells us that we pass at least like the first two shalos, L'chumra. Okay, next actually discussion, Shaila. So for the same authors, Baimine Rav and Rav Nachman. Rav asked Rav Nachman, if you notice that last, although the last question also was a conversation with the Rav in the name of Rav Nachman, and then Bay Rav. This is Bay Rav from Rav Nachman. Zorek Kazayas the Chuma Lebeis Tame. If a person threw a Kazayas of Chuma into a Tamedika house, Mahu. Very wild question. He threw a Kazayas of Chuma, because I have truma into a tamadika house. The Mar right away says, Lamai, what are you asking, Lagabi? Ilin Shabbos, if your question was a Shabbos question that you're throwing into a Rishus, you want to know if you're chayev for throwing a kazayas. Kagargas binan. The din of Eitzabah Shabbos is kagargas. Tais points out, more than that, why do you have to be talking about truma? Why do you have to be talking about bayis tamay? If the whole shalom was a shalom of Eitzah, what are you focused on truma and bayis tamay? So he says, what did the market have asked that as well? Right? If it's talking about Shabbos, the shir is kagargas, and we have all these other issues as well. Ilin tuma, elamai the focus is on tuma. So the halacha is kibetsa eichlam inan. Legabe tuma, we know tuma transfers in foods. What shir? By the shir of a kibetsa. Very interesting conversation. It's actually a machlekes throughout Shas, the Rishonim. When we talk about needing a shir of kibetsa for the transfer of, for tuma, for tuma, by tumas eichlam, so we can have two meanings over there. Meaning, does that mean that you cannot transfer tuma from one food to another food unless the food which has the tuma, the food that's conveying the tuma, has to be kibetza? That seems to be, everyone agrees to that. That's certainly nichlal in this idea that tuma by food is kibetza. That means for conveying tuma, it needs to be kibetza. That all the Rishonim seem to agree to that. The question in the Rishonim is, what about being royal a kabel tuma? Is this din they need a kibetza? Does that mean that food is not even susceptible to mekabel tuma unless it's a kibetza? Rashi seems to say in a few places, Rashi means a medrash, like a drish from pasuk, that in order for something to be susceptible to mekabel tuma, it needs to be kibetza. Taisa says avadana. Taisa says that drasha must be an asmachta, maybe some sort of drush drabanan. But meikra din, there is going to be a din of kabbal's tuma on food, even less a kibetza, and our Gemara would seemingly be a raya. Let's see. We'll see in a moment, but our Gemara is going to be raya. So again, our Gemara is bothered at this point. What on earth is the Shaila Lagabe? If it's Lagabe Shabbos, you need kagregris. If it's Lagabe tuma, you need a kibetza. So in order to at least transfer tuma, we'll go with that because that's the simple mouth that's going to fit easily in the Gemara, to transfer tuma. So what are we talking about? Where we say that if you zark a kazayas of truma, the base tummy, right? What's the Shaila? The Mar'as answer is the Eilam in Shabbos. The Shaila was the Gabi Shabbos. Going to Ikapachas by Kabetza Eichlin. The Haim Ashlim of the Kabetza. My Mitzdarf. Mid the Mitzdarf Linyan Tuma. Mid the Chayav Damilin Shabbos. Eidam Makalin Shabbos. Gagagis Be'inan. Kishmak Ashaila. We're talking about over here, we have a food in the house less than a Kabetza. The house is Tummy. Let's say Tumas Eil, Tumas Mace. House is Tummy. And he's throwing in some more food. And the more food he's throwing in is Mitzdarf to give now this other food a shear of a kibetza in order to have tuma. This would again fit very well like the way Tyson learning that we're discussing, forget about discussing, I'm sorry, I said opposite. We're not discussing kaveng tuma, we're discussing even being makabal tuma. This, the shaila is whether this kibetza is makabal tuma. So not like Rashi elsewhere that seems to hold you need a kibetza even for kabbalas, I'm sorry. Opposite. So we're talking over here about whether this item now that you threw in has a chashivas to be able to convey tuma or not. So the discussion is, you didn't have a kibetza till now. You now have a kibetza. Does the combined shear, because it makes a shear for tuma, does it make a chashivas now? And the gabe shabbos is chayav as well. Similar to the idea that when someone's matzniya something, the fact he's matzniya, he's storing it, that alone gives a chashivas, and therefore he's chayav, even though it's less than a regular shear. Here too, maybe the fact there's a chashivas legabe tuma purposes, that'll give a chashivas legabe Shabbos purposes. That's the Gemara's. That was the Shaila that Rav was asking Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara, no such deal. Amar le tani sua. We learned a clear raya, not like this from a raisa. Abashalom shtei lechem lechem apanim shurim b'kegreges. The shir b'shtei lechem and lechem apanim for carrying on Shabbos. Shtei lechem, that's the breads of Shuas and by the carbon of Shuas and lechem apanim, the weekly breads, 12 breads of lechem apanim. What's the shir of carrying on Shabbos? K'gregres. V'amai, why is Gregres? Lema, why'd you say? Middle inyan tapam beis, middle inyan yaitza. L'gabi psul yaitza b'kazayas, lein Shabbos am b'kazayas. For the fact that l'gabi psul yaitza, what's the shir? The shir is a kazayas. So too, legabe the din of Shabbos, the shir could be kazayas. Once there's a chashivas for yaitzah by kazayas, Shabbos also should be a shir chashivas should be kazayas. And you should, again, there's a right that kazayas is less than kagregris, and one should not need a shir of kagregris. Rather, Rather, what do you see? We don't say that the Gabi something else says Chashivas, therefore the Gabi Haitzah Shabbos Chashivas as well. We don't say that. Asks a beautiful question from the Chashuk Echemen. Chashuk Echemen asks, Rav Zilberstein Slita, he asks, why on earth are we going to Shnei Lechem and Lechem Apanim? Everything in Kachem in the Beis HaMikdash, all Kachem certainly going out of the Kleim, and all Kachem out of Yishlayim, but all Kachem out of the Kleim, let's focus on that because we're talking about Haitzah. You're still not Chayef for Haitzah until you take off our bias, but let's say you're Chayef for Yaitzah for going out of the Kleim. This Shear is a Kazayas. Why are we focused specifically on Shnei Lechem or Lechem Apanim? He asked the Shaila to his dear, the Gadol Adar, his dear Shver. And Rav Yashav Zatzal answered, Gishmak Eteretz. The Gemara tells us that Lechem Apanim and Shtei Lechem both had a special milah that the Kohanim would eat a little bit of it, and when they ate a little bit, they'd be full. A little bit would fill them up. It had a very, very filling power. It was very, much more filling than normal foods. So, says Rav Yashav Zatzal, very Gishmak, there'd be as far to say that specifically Shtei Lechem and Lechem Apanim, which not only is there a shear of Chiyav Aitzah because the normal amount that one needs to eat to be full is much less than a kazayas, much less than the normal amount of other foods. So maybe that also would help lend to the fact that a shevach hashivas for carrying on Shabbos and one should be chayav for carrying even a kazayas of lechem upon shevach Shabbos. And yet we still know the halacha is not. The halacha is that one is not chayav unless they carry ikagregris. So we see hashivas to be one thing, is not hashivas to be another thing. And again, Rabbi Yashua's nekanech was that over here there's even more of a svar to say it should have enough of a shear even without the shear. Kamash, but we don't say that. Says the Gemara 1 second. Hach Yash, what's your comparison? What we just really pointed out, the chiyuv etzah is immediate once you take it out of the azara. That's the chiyuv etzah. Carrying for Shabbos is later. It's not happening at the same time. One chiyuv is happening now. One chiyuv is happening when you carry. If you continue to carry off our bias after shus rabim, then the person is going to be chayev. So in one case, the chiyuv is the chiyuv of etzah is immediate, and the chiyuv of Shabbos is down the road. Over here, the chiyuv of becoming royal kabbal tuma and the chiyuv of etzah is all happening at once. He threw it into the bias, right? It's landing in the bias together with the other food and giving you a shear of kabeitza in order to have tuma. That same moment, it's you having your hanacha into the bias into shushachid. So maybe when it's happening at the same moment, maybe there you would say that it gives it a shear. Says Mar Chayashta Hasam into Afki Chutzlchem as Hazara Ifsle Biyetsa a Shabbos Lemachayv Adam Bishus Rabbim. Whereas Hacha Shabbos Fatuma. Shabbos come at the same moment, and therefore perhaps over here, one is going to be chayiv, and the Mara therefore leaves the shayla unresolved as well. It leaves the shayla again unresolved, because maybe over here is different. Maybe over here, the chashivas for tumma would be a chashivas for Shabbos, and one would be chayiv for carrying on Shabbos. Zaktim Arbaite Chazvech Nisai, he said if this guy goes and changes his mind, and he takes the item that he's matzniya, takes it, puts it back in storage, he's not using it for dugma, he's not using it for planting, he's not using it for refuah. Now he's only chayav for carrying the proper share of kegregris, not less nepshita. L'chara, isn't it pashut? When he decided not to use it for these items, it goes back or reverts back to the regular share of eichel. We're talking about a specific case. We threw it back into the eitzer. The point is, the Gemara didn't spell it out for us, but what the Gemara means is that he didn't specifically have in mind, I'm not using the dugma, I'm not using it for planting, I'm not using it for fua. He just took it out to use it for that, decided that right now he's not using it for that. But he threw it back at the Eitzer, and very key point, the Gemara didn't explain, that Umakaiminikr, that when he threw it back at the Eitzer, he didn't throw it back amongst other stuff where it was mitbatel, it lost its status, lost chashivas. He still kept it alone. He threw it back. Maybe it wasn't on purpose, but he threw it back into the Eitzer in a manner where it still stayed isolated. It still potentially got the chashivas. So yes, right now he's not using it for that purpose, but maybe down the road he still will, and it's still isolated, so maybe he still should be chayev. Malatayim keep becoming nicker. Since its location, the storehouse is still isolated, still separate. And he didn't have in mind, I'm not using it for this. So, it keeps its original status. And he should be chayav for carrying, for putting it back. The act of throwing it back in the Eitzer and not using it right now for a fua, for planting, or for dugma, that act itself is considered a bitl of his das, unless he specifically says, I still plan to use it for this purpose. If he doesn't have that in mind, we say taking it and throwing it back in the Eitzer is tantamount to saying, I'm no longer using it for those purposes, and therefore the shear of kegregers comes back, and no longer is he chayav for this minimal shear. Zakti Mishnah. Hamaitzi Eichlin Nasla. So Zakti Mishnah. Hamaitzi Eichlin Nasla Eskufa. We'll see in the Gemara, the Eskufa is really a threshold of the house, but it's really this no man's land. It's not clearly Vishaz Yacha, not clearly Vishaz Rabim. It's going to be a caramelist, otherwise the Mishnah, that's going to be the explanation of the Mishnah. We'll take away a little suspense. So a person took out Eichlin, and he put it on the threshold. The lach is, Bein Shechazov Haitziya, Bein Shechazov Acher. He went and put it on the threshold. He then went later, or someone else went later, and took it from the threshold into Shiz Rabim. The halacha is pater. Everyone's pater. Because no halacha was done at once. Even him, he took it from his house and put it on the threshold. Then later took it from the threshold to Shusrabim. So at the end of the day, on the Shabbos, he's carried it from his house into Shusrabim. But it wasn't done in one action. It was done in multiple actions. And therefore, no one's, not him, not his friend, no one's going to be chayav because there never was a direct act of haitzah from Shishachet to Shishrabim. Says the Mishnah of Aitra, another din, kupashimile peiros, a basket full of peiros is much of the focus of the Gemara, whether a basket gives everything in the basket a status of one item, one location, or the basket could give separate locations. Says the Mishnah, unasal skufa chesena. You have a basket full of peiros and it's placed on the outer part of the threshold. So basically, part of it's already, we'll call the other part, back in the day, apparently, the threshold was, we're talking about a picture like an apartment building, where the doorway goes right into Shisrabim. So the outer part, there's no chatz there. So the outer part of his doorway is into Shisrabim. The basket was placed on the outer part, so part of it is already in Shisrabim, part of it's still in this doorway area. Even if Rav the parents are outside in the Shisrabim, Pater, he's Pater, he's Pater by until he takes out the entire kupa into the public property, he's going to be putter. Again, he's taking the basket on Shabbos, putting it into the threshold area. The basket is in the threshold area. Most of the basket with the payers in it are already leaning over into Shisrabim. You'd say he's chayev, at least for that part of the basket. No, since part of the basket is still in his domain, he's not going to be chayev. The Gemara is going to elaborate on that in a moment. The first Gemara deals with the first part of the Mishnah. This threshold, the Gemara wants to know, and we already killed the suspense, we spoke out what the answer is ready, but what is the threshold? If it's Rishus Yachid, so then when he takes from the threshold to Rishus Rabim, he should be chayev. And if the threshold is Rishus Rabim, when he brings it from his house to the threshold, he should be chayev then. What's his business that he's never chayev by taking from his house to the threshold, and from the threshold to Rishus Rabim? Says Gemara, hay skufa mai, ilim is skufa Rishus Rabim, pater. Why is he butter? By putting it onto the skupa, he's chayev right then. El skupa shizrach, el my skupa self is shizrachin. So bein shechazav itzian himself, or bein shetzian achar, whether he himself does or someone else does it, if the skupa is shizrachin, and he now transported fighter to shizrachin, why he butter? He's taking that for him or the other should be chayv right now. Ella, what is the answer? Skupa karmelis. His skupa is in between rishus. It's not rishus yachad, it's rishus karmelis. And how come Ashman? This is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Time of the nach b'karmelis, the nach b'karmelis chayv. Kishmak chiddush. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that if a person was carrying from his bias through a karmelis into shusrabim and he never stopped, akimran in the bias anachu shusrabim, he would 100% be chayv because he stopped over in the karmelis and put it down. Therefore, you have an akira from a Mishazach and Anachim and a Karmelis, and Akir from a Karmelis and Anachim Shisrabim, but none of those acts are Chayav on a biblical level, and therefore he's going to be Pater. Halaynach, but if he wouldn't rest, but Karmelis Chayav, he'd be Chayav. Masis like Benazi, says the Gemara, our mission like Benazi, the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Maitzi Mechanos Lepatia, Derech Stoyev, a person who takes from Mechanos, which is private property, into Patia, into the big public plaza, and he goes through a little area, there used to be this little area outside the store that was considered like a karmelis type area. Chayev, one is chayev, ubenaze pater. So the Tanakam says chayev, that's mamashar mishas din. Benaze pater, benaze says he pater. Benaze says, even without stopping, the fact that he went in between Rishus Yachin and Rishus Rabim, he had in between, he sandwiched it in between a karmelis area, it takes away from the direct akira nacha from Shusrabim, and therefore one's going to be pater. This Mishnah fits like the Tanakhama there of the Braisa that says that no, as long as he doesn't stop, he's going to be chayev, because there's an akira for Shusrachid to anacha from Shusrabim, he's going to be chayev, even though in between there was a karmelis area, according to our Mishnah over here, and according to Tanakhama over there, one will be chayev. Okay, Kupa Shimalea. So this is the Gemara just discusses a basic machlokes Gabi Kupa. This will take us to the rest of Amid. We'll actually have to finish this topic in Mitzvah Shem on Matzah Shabbos. But we'll start it today. Kupa Shimalea, a Kupa that's a basket full of produce. So we said in the Mishnah that if the basket's put on the threshold of the door, even if most of it is out of Mishas Rabim, and part of it is still Mishas Yachid, he's not going to be chayev because the basket wasn't fully outside. But let's think for a second. Within the basket, there are peiros. And those peiros, some of them would presumably be fully Mishas Rabim. So for those peiros, he put it into Mishas Rabim. L'chor, why is it not chayev? So here we're going to see an explanation on this topic. Amar Chizkiah. Leishanu el b'kufam leim k'shu medluim. Taka, the din of the Mishas only, by a basket full of long vegetables, cucumbers, gourds, where each one is long. And therefore, part of each vegetable is still in Mishas Yachid. And therefore, you're not chayev. Aval, Malei Chardel, those tiny mustard seeds, chayev. He'd be chayev. You know why? Because the basket, like we said, the basket is placed part of Mishas Yachid, which means some of those mustard seeds, whichever part of the mustard seeds are in the part of the basket that is in Mishas Rabim, those mustard seeds were fully transferred. And therefore, in that case, a person would be chayev. That is Chizkiyas Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? Alma Kasavra Ege Klidish Megan. But there's a big nekud over here. Do we say that you go based on the item in the kli itself, which is the mustard seed, which is what Chizkiyah is saying, or do you say the kli binds it? The kli itself binds it, and therefore, since part of the kli is still Meshusha Yachid, the kli binds all the contents of the kli together to be like one big item, and since part of it is still Meshusha Yachid, you didn't transport the whole item yet. The whole kli wasn't taken out, and therefore all the contents aren't considered to be taken out. And therefore, you're not chayav. Clearly, Chizkiyah holds Eged Kshmi, Eged Kli, Leishme Eged. We do not say the Kli binds it, and therefore one will be Chayev. Rabbi Yechon Amar opposite. Afil Mechard, he says opposite. Even if the basket is full of mustard seeds, Pater, one's going to be Pater. Why? Amakas of Eged Kli, Shma Kli. Even though these individual mustard seeds that are already on the side of Rishis Rabim are technically more in Rishis Yachid and now Rishis Rabim, since they're in a Kli, and the Kli itself is still partially of Shas Yachid, Eged Kli Shmei Eged, according to Rabbi Yechonan, it's considered one entity, and therefore it binds it together, and therefore one's not chayav, because you don't have a full Yitzah yet, because part of the Kli, and part of the, hence part of this mustard seed, becomes like one big mustard seed, is still in Shas Yachid. A huge Chiddush in this idea of Eged Kli Shmei Eged, massive Chiddush, that the Ben Ish Chai says, the Ben Ish Chai brings, that when it comes to giving Shalach Manas, you know, you're supposed to give two Manas, to two people, right? Meshach manas. Ben Ish Chai says, we don't, the Velt is clearly not knowing this way, a person should give the money separately. If you put it in one basket, people, the minute gets to put it together in one basket. If you put it in one basket, Eged Kli Shmei Eged, we put, even though it's different items, over here, different mustard seeds, over here, that's one min. We know Meshach manas is supposed to be separate minim even. Even though it's separate minim, since Eged Kli Shmei Eged, because of that tzad, it becomes like one min, one entity, one species he's giving, one item he's giving, and you're not miyetz Meshach manas ish l'reyo. And therefore he says you should give it separately. If you give a bottle of wine and a basket separate, then you're fine. But if you put it in one basket, he holds the problem again. It's a tshuva Ben Ish Chai, the Velt is not makfa, but just to bring out the point, how far we take fine. The Marna is just going to go through some basic riots back and forth, starting with our Mishnah, and then from other riots, we'll start at least the first two riots. Says Amar Bzeira, Masis Leki Chizkiyah, our Mishnah is like Chizkiyah, like Chizkiyah Deka, and like Rechonan Deka. Our Mishnah is not Meduik like Chizkiyah, meaning it's Meduik a Raya not Chizkiyah, and it's Meduik a Raya not Rechonan. For all those who are mathematicians at home, you'll realize that the Mishnah itself can be a problem. If the Mishnah is Meduik not Chizkiyah and not Rechonan, it's two options, either Eged Kli Shmei Eged or Eged Kli Lo Shmei Eged. If the Mishnah is Mashma not like each one, that means the Mishnah itself is going to have conflicting Mashma. It says, the Mar will address that shortly. It says, Mar, Kil Chizkiyah Le Daika, our Mishnah is not like Chizkiyah. Remember, what does Chizkiyah say? Chizkiyah says, Eged Kli Lo Shmei Eged. And therefore, one, only if it's big vegetables is one not going to be chayev. If it would be small vegetables, if it would be mustard seeds, he would be chayev. Tiktani atchiyetzi es kolakupa. Lashem mishes until he takes out the entire basket. Make a diak. Time at the kolakupa. Only because you take out the whole basket. Hakol peiris putter. If you take out all the peiris without taking out the basket, he still, even if you take out a full peiris, you'll be putter. Amma kasava ege kli shmei eged. Our mission seems to be indicating that ege kli shmei eged. Chayetzaraya, not like Chizkiyah. Kerbech lai deka, mission's not like Gerechon either. Kitakani, afbisha rei peiris bechutz. The mission's lashon is, even though rei peiris bechutz, time of the rei peiris. Sounds like, because rei peiris bechutz, hakol peiris, avagav dagid de kuba megavai. It sounds like if all the peiris were bechutz, right, we say, even if Rav is bechutz, you're not chayev. Sounds like if all the peiris were bechutz, even if part of the basket is still inside, if you hold Eged Kli Shmei Eged, so really I should specify this more clearly. If you hold Eged Shmei Eged Kli Shmei Eged, that would mean if I have a basket that's yay big, that's called 10 inches long, and all my peiris are in the 6 inches that are out of Mishas Rabim, and no peiris are still Mishas Yachid, you still won't be chayev, because Eged Kli brings everything back in. So says Gemara, how called peiris? If you have all the peiris out, even though the kubah is inside, chayiv you would be chayiv. Amakas of Eged Kli, Lo Shmei Eged. So the rise of the mishnah of Raya Nagar Bechran, we see Eged Kli is not Shmei Eged. Velakash, the Gemara addressed the obvious question. You just put me a Raya for the Mishnah in two places, the Eged Kli Shmei Eged and Eged Kli Lo Shmei Eged. The Gemara says, therefore, your question obviously was weak to begin with. The Gemara is going to give an answer according to each man. Amar Chizkiyah Tarim Tatsa Mei. Chizkiyah is going to answer according to his reasoning. Rebecha Tatsa Mei according to his reasoning. Chizkiyah Tatsa Mei. Atchiyetzi is kol hakupa. Read the Mishnah until you take an entire kupa. B'med v'mamurim. Stick in. B'kupa mleim k'shurim v'gluim. Av mleichar. The last can be shaytzi is kol hakupa v'chayev. You have to read it that when do you need it to be the whole basket taken out? Buy big vegetables. But if it was small items like mustard seeds, then it says if the whole basket, even part of the basket out, is tantamount to the whole basket being out, and therefore he'd be chayev. Rabbi Chatzis made the opposite way. Obviously, Rabbi Chatzis because even though Rabbi Chatzis he's not gonna be chayev. V'loy Rabbi Chatzis bavad. This is I would say. I mean, not that we get to weigh in on the Mara's answers, a little less kishmak, because we have to go on to like a lezu avzu. The lay rei peiris bavad, el afilu kol peiris. Even though the Mishnah spoke about in terms of rei peiris, not only that, even rei peiris, the person will still be putter. Till when? I feel kol peiris you putter. Atchetsi is called kupa until the entire basket is taken out. You putter because eged shmi eged kli is shmei eged. Let's see one raya and we'll stop. Meisvei. Hamaitzikupas Reichlin, a person who carries out the basket of the peddlers, the spice basket of the peddlers, into a, he carries it from a private, from Rishus Yachid, and puts it on the outer threshold, which is part, where the basket is going to be in Rishus Rabim, even if Rav the Minim Bechutz Pater. That's very clear, like Rabbi Yechanan. Even though Rav the Minim Bechutz Pater, as Sheitz is called Kupa, until you bring out the entire Kupa. Sounds very clear that even though Kasaka Daitach, Bitzrari, Kashal Chizkiah. It seems like we're talking about these little spice bundles, and we're saying you're not chayav until you take it all out. Kashal Chizkiah says as long as you have parts of it are fully out, even if the basket itself is not fully out, you're going to be chayav. Amal Chizkiah, Chameskin, and Be'ernsi. You assume we're talking about these little bundles of tiny spice packets where each little spice is very small, and therefore you have a question. The answer is the same answer I said before. Chizkiah said, Dafka by small mustard seeds, he's masking me to be chayav. Long vegetables like a cucumber, like a gourd, you're not chayav till the whole gourd is out, till the whole cucumber is out. Here too, we're talking about long spices. Ask Tyson, what was your havamina? What's havamina? Isn't it obvious? That was exactly the conversation of the Mishnah. Chizkiah qualified the Mishnah and said it's dafka by long stem vegetables in achayev, by mustard seeds you would be chayev. So by spices say the same thing. What was your havmina? Taisa says very simple teretz that the derech, the normal derech is you're right. We have urtzni of these long stem spices, but typically when people talk about spices, they talk about small little spices, small amounts which are more resemble mustard seeds, and therefore the Mara felt there was a havmina that this is right that even by mustard seeds and the like one would not be chayev and would be kasha. Kamashma Chizkiah could interpret that price as well to be talking about long stem spices and therefore not a rai against him. We'll pick it up in Mitzvah Shem on Matzah Shabbos from this next question in this conversation. It continues all the way onto Amud Aleph. I think we'll learn on Matzah Shabbos at 10:30 Mitzvah Shem. It's getting later, but hopefully it'll be. I don't think it's a particularly long daf. We'll do whatever. We'll cover as much as we can on Matzah Shabbos, and we'll make up the rest on Sunday if we don't have enough time. Have a wonderful Shabbos.